Next, we will look at short life assets. A short life asset is an asset with a predicted useful life of less than 4 years. Computer equipment is a common example. Certain assets are excluded from short life asset treatment. These include cars, ships, long life assets, and assets with partial non-business use. Expenditure within the special rate pool, i.e. integral features, etc., is also excluded. If a business acquires an asset and does not expect it to last for more than 4 years, the business can make an election to de-pool that asset. The effect of the election is that the asset is thereafter dealt with separately, i.e. the asset does not enter the general pool, but instead stands on its own in a separate column. The advantage of the asset being de-pooled is that a balancing allowance will arise if the asset is sold at a loss within the 4-year period. This would not be the case if the asset was in the general pool. The short life asset election, therefore, has the effect of accelerating capital allowances into the year in which the asset is sold. Strictly, each short life asset should go into its own separate pool so that allowances on it are calculated separately. However, this may not be practical where such assets are bought in large numbers. HMRC therefore accept that large numbers of short life assets can be bunched as long as the capital allowance computations give the correct statutory result and do not abuse the short life asset provisions. For example, BIG Industries PLC is a large multinational company trading in the telecommunications sector. It draws accounts annually to the 31st of December. In March 2009, the company bought 1,000 computer monitors for £200 each for use in its trade. The company expects the monitors to last for 2.5 years, at which point it will sell them for £30 each. Its general pool at the 1st of January 2009 was £400,000. BIG Industries PLC is in a large group of companies. The annual investment allowance has already been used up by other group companies, hence no annual investment allowance is available to BIG Industries PLC. Also, the expenditure does not qualify for a temporary first-year allowance, as the computers were purchased before the 1st of April 2009. First, we will calculate the capital allowances position, assuming that no short life asset election is made. In this case, the expenditure will go into the general pool and be written down as normal. On sale, proceeds will simply be deducted from the pool with no balancing adjustment. We will then compare this with the capital allowances position should a short life asset election be made. In this case, the computers will go into their own column and capital allowances claimed. However, on sale, a balancing adjustment will arise. Starting with the position without a short life asset election, the balance in the general pool at the 1st of January 2009 is £400,000. 1,000 computer monitors at £200 each gives £200,000, which goes into the general pool and is written down as normal. Capital allowances are given at 20% in the year to December 2009, giving writing down allowances of £120,000. The value to carry forward is £480,000. The brought forward value at January 2010 is £480,000. In the year to December 2010, capital allowances are given at 20%, giving writing down allowances of £96,000 and a carry forward balance of £384,000. Moving on to the year ended 31st of December 2011, the brought forward value at January 2011 is £384,000. We then deal with the sale in September 2011. 1,000 computers are sold for £30 each, giving £30,000, which is treated as a disposal from the general pool. The balance of £354,000 is then written down at 20%, giving a claim for the year of £70,800. The balance of £283,200 will be carried forward and written down next year as normal. Now we will recalculate the capital allowances position, assuming that a short life asset election is made. As the computers will have a useful life of less than 4 years, they will go into a separate short life asset column.
The general pool at January 2009 is £400,000. The addition of £200,000 goes into the short life asset column. The general pool and the short life asset column are then written down as normal, with 20% claimed in both the general pool and in the short life asset column. Capital allowances for the year to December 2009 are £80,000 in the general pool and £40,000 in the short life asset column, totalling £120,000. The values carried forward are £320,000 in the general pool and £160,000 in the short life asset column. These are brought forward at the start of the next period. In the year to December 2010, capital allowances are £64,000 and £32,000 respectively, giving a total of £96,000. The carry forward balances are £256,000 in the general pool and £128,000 in the short life asset column. Finally, we deal with the year to the 31st of December 2011. The brought forward balances are £256,000 and £128,000. We then deal with the disposal of the computer monitors in September 2011.
1,000 computers are sold for £30 each, giving £30,000, which is treated as a disposal from the short life asset column. As the short life assets have been depooled, the difference between the written down value and the sales proceeds is a balancing allowance. The balancing allowance is £98,000. This is added to the writing down allowance in the general pool of £51,200 to give a claim for the year of £149,200.
The effect of the short life asset election has been to accelerate more capital allowances into the year ended 31st of December 2011.
If the asset is still in use more than 4 years after the end of the year of acquisition, i.e. after 5 lots of writing down allowances have been claimed on it, the written down value is transferred to the general pool. There is therefore no downside to making a short life asset election, other than having to do the associated paperwork. That concludes the second part of this session on cars and other assets.